T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth in for Andy Bunker on the Midday Show. We've got Hawks and Bucks. It is game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. It is happening tonight, and you can hear it here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth, Randy McMichael, taking your calls. Hawks win the Eastern Conference Finals if... We need you to finish the sentence. 404-741-0929. This hour here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep cool. Get an R.S. Andrews Precision AC tune-up. Another way they make you smile. Randy, let's get back to some calls here. The Hawks win the Eastern Conference Finals if what happens? We need you to finish the sentence. Let's go to James, who's been holding for a while. James, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
How are y'all doing?
Good morning. Great, man.
Hey, first of all, I want to say, hey, Randy McMichael, I went to school with you, Peach County High.
Okay, my dog. Well, hell. Well, go Trojans. You see the new school they got down there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh,
I actually went to ninth grade, and you were getting ready to graduate. 12th grade, we went to history class together.
Oh, damn.
Did Randy actually show up for history class?
I had Chris.
Well, no, all he did was talk about football.
Chris, but the thing about it is I had to go because I know what class he's talking about. I had to take an extra class. Like, I had to take two histories, two maths my senior year to get my GPA up to get a scholarship. So I was.
That's exactly what it was, because I remember you here talking about, because you stayed in the back of the class.
Yep.
You stayed in the back of the class and everything. You sure did. You stayed in the back of the class, and the history teacher, all she did was let all the football players pass because she loved football. You remember?
Yep. I can't complain.
Yep. I remember that. But I'm going to tell you, though, you was one of the most underrated football players when you played in Miami.
Thank you
very much. One of the most underrated football players there was, and I remember you playing. You was one of the most underrated football players there was, and I really want you to know that.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it. I appreciate it, Jane.
But I want to tell y'all that y'all won't believe this, but I don't know if you remember me. I called y'all in 2015, 2016 when the Hawks won 60 games, and I told y'all, the beginning of the year, Hawks were going to win 60 games that year. And y'all said, there's no way in the world. And y'all said, call y'all back at the end of the year. And I did. And y'all said that I was right. And y'all had no clue how I was going to say that. Well, the beginning of this year, I had Phoenix versus the Atlanta Hawks in the NBA Finals.
You put money on that?
And yes, sir.
Okay.
I've got money on it right now. and I do not have the Hawks winning the chip this year. I have the Phoenix Suns beating the Hawks in 7 games.
Did you really call up and tell us that?
But I will tell you this, that if the Hawks prove me wrong, I will not be disappointed. But I'm going to tell you how the Hawks are going to beat Milwaukee.
Oh, we got some more calls, brother. But we appreciate you, man. All love for Peach County, man. Thank you.
Thanks, James. Let's go to Randy, who's next. 404-741. I want to go to Vegas with James if he's making those kind of predictions. Let's go to Randy, who's next. Hey, Randy, what's up?
Randy!
What up, Randy?
What's up, man? Man, the thing that I think the Hawks need to win this series is just consistency. You know what I'm saying? Neither of the series, I feel like our shooting has been consistent. You know what I'm saying? We play consistent defense here and there, but once we get some consistency, we can shoot the ball. You know what I'm saying? We can play a lot of defense the way Nate wants us to play D. I think this will be easy. Like I said, Hawks in 5, guys. That's all I got to say, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it,
Randy.
Love
the confidence, Randy. Finish this sentence for us. The Hawks win the Eastern Conference Finals if what happens? 404-741-0929. The number here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's go to Wayne, who is up next. Wayne, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
How you doing? How y'all doing this morning?
What's going on, man?
All right, so I think the Hawks can win in six games if we get our X factor going off the bench. Nobody has seen him this postseason, Cam Reddish. Hear me out. And Bruno Fernandes, because both of those have not played in this postseason. Bruno Fernandes can lock up Brook Lopez from the three because Clint Capela does not move around that much. He is a rebounding center. Now, he has struggles against Joel Embiid. But if Bruno Fernandes can get inside the game plan and somehow get out there and make an X factor, and Cam Reddish coming off of the injury that he had, and he come out there and he shoots the lights out, what are y'all going to say?
Thank you. What the heck? Did he say Bruno?
Yeah. Yeah, oh there's a reason why we haven't seen Bruno.
There is a reason why they haven't seen Bruno. I mean, if you would have said Big O, the Rook out at USC, I'm with you out there, homie.
Right.
He said Bruno.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
If Bruno plays, that means all the bigs are in foul trouble.
Now, yes. And here's something about Cam Reddish, too. Let's put this whole Cam Reddish thing, Will here, won't he, into a little bit of perspective.
I said, damn, Bruno.
Stop. Randy, Cam Reddish hadn't seen the floor in 4 months.
No. I know, yeah.
I mean, that's the other thing.
And he wasn't playing good when he left.
Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing. Dude hadn't been on the floor in 4 months. That's the scary thing. I mean, do you want to have Cam out there less than 100%? You know, does he matter that much to you? I don't know. I mean, again, that's one of those things where you got to see him, and we don't see practice. So if he's been able to, you know, do a little 5-on-5 work, none of us knows what he looks like.
We don't know. Again, if he's ready to go, put him in there. But, I mean, just the fact that he's coming off of missing 4 months, what's the expectation? I don't know. Yeah,
That's the big red flag. Yeah, you're talking about 4 months now. It's at this isn't, you know, rec league basketball at the Y. This is playing in the NBA.
This ain't shirts and skins.
That's it. Hawks win the Eastern Conference Finals if what? Finish that sentence for us. 404-741-0929. Let's go to Chris in Canton. Chris has been holding patiently. Chris, what's up this morning?
What's up, Randy?
What's up, my dog? How you doing, brother?
Man, I didn't go to school with you, but go Dogs.
Yes, sir.
Based on that last caller, I think John Konkak is going to be our big issue here. He got to play better. But I'm hoping that I think Capela is your X factor. He's got to give us more. I mean, he averaged 15 and 14 in a regular season. We got to get him up 20-20.
2020? I appreciate it. Appreciate your call, my dog. But 2020?
Yeah, 20. I don't know. Look, give me, you know, 15 and 14, I think, with him, Randy, is
more than enough.
Yeah, I mean, especially, you know, the guy is such an elite rebounder to me. It's more about him giving your offense second chance opportunities there so much that it is what he gives you scoring-wise. I want those Capela numbers. I want that rebounding total to be full, right? Like, I want the rebounds to be, you know, he has to be double-digit rebounds for this team to have success. Now, there's plenty of guys out there that can score for the Hawks right now. That's Capela's thing. Get those rebounds. Let's go to Lonnie, who's next. Lonnie, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Hawks win the Eastern Conference Finals if what?
Gallinari is the X factor. Gallo got to be big for us. And I know he can do it. I don't saw him do it. We need Gallo to be the man. And I ain't going to put a lot of pressure on him. We just need him to come out there and get hot early. We don't need a late start from him. Come out there early, firing up on all cylinders, and we're going to be there.
Lonnie, I agree, Randy. I agree with what Lonnie's saying there. I think Gallinari is – I've already told you, he's the guy I would put him if you can't get Bogey going. If he's going to be too limited, then Gallinari's got to be the guy. And if Gallinari can contribute, then I think – because what Bogey gives you is a guy that when he's on the floor, you got to respect and you have to guard.
Yes. And, I mean, that's the biggest thing is where do you put him at? I mean, Gallo made some nice defensive plays on Embiid. And you know, as far as, you know, the matchups, I think that's my biggest thing because Giannis, you can you put Giannis in the same category as Embiid? He going to get his because he's that great. It's right. Just how he gets it. If you let him get to the cup, because he does that against anybody. So if he's that, if he's up there and just yamming on your head the whole damn game, you're in trouble. But the thing about it is that sometimes Giannis goes away from it. Now, the last game, 7, he went back, and I'm talking about the Nets series, he went back to what works. Let me get to the paint. You can't, Blake Griffin, you can't stop me. I'm going to get to this hole, get these and-ones. And then he made his free throws.
Let's go to Mike, who is in Athens. Mike, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Hawks win the Eastern Conference Finals if what happens?
Okay, if we can slow down Chris Middleton.
Okay.
Multiple games. If John Collins will play like a max contract player for every game in this series, and if we take 1 of 2 in the first 2 games in Milwaukee.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Mike.
I the thing with the Bucks is if Middleton cooking along with Giannis, boy, they're hard to beat. Whew. They are a hard team to beat, man. And as far as John Collins got to play strong, just like he did at the end. You know, after was it game 3 in the Philly series or whatever.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Once if he plays the way he played like that, they'll be fine. But he has to play strong. He has to be down there. He needs to average a double double in this series. If it's 17-11, whatever, he needs to average a double double. He surely does. And his defense, because he's going to be playing against Giannis, because we had Mike Conte on Chris a couple weeks ago, and he laid it out. John is one of the highest foulers in ball. So, I mean, he commits a lot of fouls. And you saw when they lose games and he's ineffective, he's in early foul trouble. And it just takes him out of his game of him being aggressive.
All right, we'll get to more of your calls here. 404-741-0929. The Hawks win the Eastern Conference Finals if what? Mario, JD, hang on. We'll get to you guys in just a second. Right now, though, Randy's got a code word for you.
It's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
BEAM. BEAM. B-E-A-M. BEAM. You have until 11:59 to text BEAM to 72881. That is 72881. Win you some money. Don't forget, don't text and drive, and message and data rates do apply.
Let's get to Mario. Mario, you're next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hawks win the Eastern Conference Finals if what?
If JC is the best. Third best player in the series.
Okay. You said the third? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, appreciate you, man. I think it's obvious that he has been a majority of the calls today as far as having him. He has a step. I mean, he has to play well. And they're right. I think I don't want to get into the whole max. I don't worry about that. That'll get taken care of next month sometime as far as what his monetary situation is going to be. But he's got to play well. He's got to play well on both sides. I thought he did that in the Philly series for them to close that thing out the way he did. He was aggressive on both sides of the ball.
Last call here. Let's go to JD, who is in Warner Grove. JD, Hawks win the Eastern Conference Finals if what happens?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Yeah, so,
okay.
I think we lost JD there.
Well, that's all good. JD was excited.
JD was in a wind tunnel.
He was excited, baby.
I'll give you one, Randy. Okay. How about this one?
Okay.
Tell me your thoughts. You force Milwaukee to play a half-court game.
Limit
them in transition. That's when I think they are the best, is when they are in transition. Force them into a half-court game. One, I think when you force Milwaukee to play half-court, you neutralize Middleton a little bit. Chris Middleton's not a guy – he's not Trey, right? Like, he's not this super athletic guy that's going to blow by you.
Right.
So we force him out of transition and force him into a half-court game, I think that plays right into the Hawks' hands in this series.
That's a great point. That is a great point. And I think Milwaukee maybe feels the same way about them too. You know, and so, but I mean, when they're up and down, that's when they're at their best, and we know that. Sometimes the ball gets, you know, it gets stuck on one side of the floor, especially when Giannis is in his isolation because he takes 20 dribbles before he makes a move. And so if they can do that and everything, and you know, Middleton, he's been lights out, you know, for them, and he is there. He is they want him to play the role that he's playing. He's been more of a closer role now because of the fact is that he can sometimes create his own shot off the dribble. But I mean, they have got, and I'm talking about the Hawks, they got to force Giannis, you know, to be more of a jump shooter. Not necessarily because he wants to, because y'all done built that wall. Now, we talked yesterday, they're talking about how Toronto played. Well, Toronto put Kawhi Leonard on him, and that was all she wrote. And you just saw how Kawhi just was put them lockdown, them clanks on him. And Giannis couldn't really get it going. Now, if his jump shot, if he hits it early, you would want to think that, okay, all right, he feeling himself. Keep shooting him, Giannis. Keep shooting him, Giannis. You know, because yeah, that's always that one thing when you get the, when you see the first one going, Chris, you're like, let me try it again. You know, you want to get him in that mindset. Now, if he's hitting that, Jay, you're in a world of trouble, man.
Kevin Herter was on Dukes and Bell yesterday. We'll bring that to you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll hear from Kevon Herter from Dukes and Bell. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll do that next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. Hey, Kevin. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth in for Andy Bunker. The midday show this week. Andy taking a little vacation.
Hey, Chris, have you ever been to Omaha for the College World Series? I'm just laughing at the guy, the Virginia reliever just walked in the game, and dude, I was like, damn, he in college? He's like, damn, like he been closing in the MLB for 20 years. But have you ever been up to Omaha?
Never been. Would love to go, though.
Oh, okay.
Never been.
It looks like it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've heard it's a great experience. So that's a fun event. So College World Series happening right now as well. Yesterday, Kevin Herter of the Hawks, he joined Dukes and Bell. And here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And Kevin Herter started out talking about his performance in Game 7 against the 76ers.
Nah, it was honestly, it was a mixture of Gallo and Bogey a little bit. We knew Bogey's he's banged up a little bit. In practice, we didn't know if he was going to be playing. And he just told everybody he was going to be affecting the game in a different way other than scoring. And Gallo kind of came up to me before the game and pointed at Bogey and just like, you got to get shots up tonight. Like, we need you to be aggressive if we're going to win. And I just kind of went into the game with more aggressiveness. Knew I needed to shoot, probably take a couple of Bogey shots that he usually gets and try to put myself in similar situations. And luckily the shots fell.
You've had 20-point nights, but is that one of those nights they talk about where it just feels right and the basket just seems like it's twice the size?
It did. And, you know, I was getting to my spots, you know, finding areas of the court, really kind of that mid-range area that I was comfortable with and had made a couple shots early. You know, a lot of my whole career has been the three-point line and, you know, only made two that game and got myself to the line a little bit. So was trying to do it in different ways. But obviously when you make your first four in a row to start the game, you get a pretty good rhythm going and then guys start to find you.
Kevin Herter, our guest, guys. Hawks getting ready for Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Kev, as you guys have looked at Milwaukee, you played them during the season, obviously, and now, you know, this is a chance to play and move on to an NBA championship and play for one. What is it about this team that as you go into this series, you know we've got to do what? And have success against them if we're going to win this series?
We got to protect the paint. Their main guy, Giannis, he does a lot of his damage when he gets into the paint, and he's tough to stop when he gets down close to the basket. And they're a big isolation team. Guys are obviously going to be challenged defensively, and they're a team that's – they have a lot of chemistry. They've been together multiple years. This is obviously they're in their championship window here, and a team that's really, really good and has big aspirations, so we got to come ready to play.
It's Kevin Herter with us, guys, here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Again, such a likable team, Kevin, and your story obviously now is getting told nationally. I just saw the article in USA Today that came out yesterday. How crazy the last 72 hours been for you?
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind, obviously, since after the game. It's been a lot of fun, you know, just all the support, both in Atlanta, nationally, back at home. It's been a lot of different people showing support and are really excited for our team, and that makes us more excited and ready to keep going.
Kev, I got to ask, because our listeners are curious, all right? We do a radio show every day. We're talking about you guys all the time. Everybody wants to know if you've seen the video tribute on social media that's out there.
I can tell you I've probably seen everything on social media. So I've been laughing. You know, you can imagine how many texts and how many memes and everybody sharing with me. The internet's always undefeated. That's something you always got to remember. And people are pretty funny online.
It's funny. I was watching TNT. Shaq's like, and this Richie Cunningham guy. It's Kevin Herter with us here. Hey, because we haven't talked to Kevin in a while, Carl. You did the video. This is way back before COVID-19. I mean, it's funny to do the red velvet. I'd like to be referred to as red velvet. How did that whole thing come about?
I mean, it feels like my whole career I've had a million different nicknames, and no one is officially stuck. And they kind of came to the league, and with the help of our Atlanta marketing department here and my agency and different people, they liked red velvet. It was something that I didn't mind and something I didn't want to give to myself. And so they asked me to do the video, and we had a lot of fun with it.
But Kev, you are smooth, though. You know that. You know this, right? You are smooth. Hey, man, so let's talk about, what Trey's been doing. And you've been watching this up close and personal, but you guys, you're with him every day, you're at practice. Dude, he's taking his game to another level. And just from your perspective of seeing him do this, what is it about Trey that has allowed him to be special in these playoffs?
He's just fearless. So that's really the best word we can use for him. He's just fearless, and you saw that start in the New York series. It was, everyone likes to talk about the hatred and the trash talking that we did on that side, but we were about 3 minutes into game one in New York, and he has 18,000 people chanting "F you, Trey," and that didn't faze him. It just turned him up. He's controlled every game. It feels like even when he's not shooting well, even when shots are falling, he had one game, he had 18 assists. He's been doing everything. He's been carrying us, obviously, up to this point, and we expected to keep going, but just offensively, put it this way, I'm glad to be honest, Ian, because I don't know how you game plan against the guy, and it seems like every game he's there, and he's aggressive, and he's fearless, and he's ready to carry us, and obviously we're going to keep it going, and we're going to keep following.
One of the cooler moments up there in the Garden is when you dunked right before halftime, too, by the way. That was an energy moment, man. That was great. It's a Kevin Herter with us. Yep. We haven't had a chance to debrief with you and not throwing shade at the previous coaching staff with Coach Pierce. But what was the thing that Nate did that you guys just connected with the most?
We're a little bit more organized. And, Lloyd has definitely system. We're a little bit more autonomous. He kind of let us play. He put us in positions where we were spaced and was like, hey, go play. Go be basketball players. And Coach McMillan came in, and we got a little bit more organized. We run a little bit more in the half court. He runs plays for specific guys and, a lot of different guys. I think myself and Bogey have benefited a lot from him and what he's done in the half court. And, just really defensively. He's a tough-minded coach. He's an old-school coach. Everyone says it. Everyone loves to say it. But you really got to play both sides of the ball. You're not going to play. He sticks with the hot hand. It seems like every game in this playoffs has been somebody else that stepped up. And, that game five on the road in Philly, and, me and Bogey don't barely play in the fourth quarter. Rose with Lou Williams. And, then game seven, obviously, it's my turn. And, he's not afraid to mix it up. He's a guy that's been around the block. He has a lot of experience and seems to keep pushing the right buttons. And, we're ready to keep following him.
Kev, that's the most thorough comment we've gotten on Nate McMillan from anybody on the squad, honestly, and that says a lot about what he's been able to do, because we've asked Clint about it, we've asked everybody we've had on the show, and I think that's very interesting, the thing you just laid out there about Nate McMillan and why we're having the success we are. I was tweeting this, and I'm just curious. You talk about the offensive mindset, because I think for us to be successful in this series, you're going to have that as well. And I kept saying, go, Red Velvet, go. Are you in attack mode now after the game seven you had?
Yeah, our team isn't getting any healthier. So, I got to be aggressive. Pick my spots. It's, nothing playing out of myself. Still playing within my game. And You know, it doesn't have to be the performance you saw last game, but it's just, you know, as long as I'm aggressive, you know, looking to make plays, not for myself and other guys, it's obviously beneficial. And like I said, it could be somebody different every game. You know, we got a deep team here. We've got guys that have contributed all year, and just need everyone playing confident and aggressive.
We've talked so much about how well you guys are shooting. And again, to be quite honest, with the exception of what you did the other night, you said mid-range jumpers, three-point shots haven't really been dropping. What can we – it seems like we're winning and we're not even hitting on all eight cylinders. When you look at Milwaukee, what's the thing that you kind of go wow about? Is it their athleticism, their size?
Yeah, I mean, their experience. You know, like I said, they're kind of core group of guys that have been together a while. And, you know, that mid-range game for them is going to be there. You know, Brook Lopez is a good rim protector for them. And obviously they're a really good offensive team. But they pose a lot of different challenges, a lot of different challenges than Philly did. And, you know, we've started to watch a lot of film today, and we'll be prepared for them.
Well, Kevin, we know that the city is riding behind you guys. We're amped. Everybody's excited about this opportunity. We don't know what's going to happen. But, bro, you got mad support. And everybody will be cheering you guys on and can't wait to get back home for games 3 and 4. So good luck, and continue to ball out, man. Go Red Velvet, go!
Thank you, guys. No, we truly feel the support from all across Atlanta. So got to keep it going, and we're excited to get back game 3, play at home.
Hey, awesome. Real quick, can I ask you, what did you do to celebrate the win, man? I know you guys were on the road. Did you just hang out and you guys enjoyed each other? I mean, did you do anything to celebrate that win the other night?
Team dinner and a little bit of wine, not too much, but that was about it. You know,
okay.
It feels good. You got to celebrate when it's time, but job's not finished yet, so we can't get ahead of ourselves.
Cool. Well, again, man, we appreciate that. And by the way, Carl, read the USA. Everybody hasn't read that USA Today article. Everything you need to know about the guy. When's the last time you talked to Ian Anderson, by the way?
Earlier this morning, actually. He pitched last night. So we were texting back and forth. He's been following, obviously. But, yeah, we talk a couple times a week.
That's cool. What's up. They went to high school together, guys. All right, we'll let you go, man. By the way, what is that horse game going on behind you? What's happening?
I'm saying we just got done with practice. So, guys are having a free throw shooting contest and headquarters. Oh, so
it sounded like a game of spades.
Still on the court. All good. It could be. I'm just light right now.
Kevin, good luck, bro. We'll talk to you when you get back to the A.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
That's Atlanta Hawks Kevin Herter. He was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Chris,
yes, sir.
Man, Carl was absolutely right. That is one of the because we've had the players on. They've had them on. That is the most, I guess, forward answer about the difference of having Nate here than we've got from anybody.
And it sounds like if you
listen that from anybody.
Yeah, and it sounds like if nothing else, Nate McMillan kind of took the reins off a little bit.
Yeah.
And kind of said, guys, go play.
Yeah.
And
well, I mean, but that's always, especially when you have a young team. I know you want to you know, kind of guide them all the time, hold their hand through a lot of things. Man, let them go down and play. And I mean, that's so true sometimes, man. Just like, you know, take it off and let go. Here, fella, let go. Here, go. But I mean, yeah, that was a great answer by Hurt, man. Hopefully, he stays in that attack mode tonight, because we still don't know what's the condition of Bogey, how he's doing. And I mean, as we know, the knee is still sore. So, I mean, somebody else got to step up.
Well, and that's the reason why I liked hearing him say that. I guess it was when Carl asked him about it, that he is he's in attack mode and he's going to stay that way. And I think that's going to be needed for this team right now, because kind of as you've said, with Bogdanovich being a big question mark right now, not only in terms of whether or not he plays, how effective he can be, how many minutes can he go.
Right.
If that's going to be the case, then some of that scoring that he has been giving this team over the course of the year, it's got to come from somebody else. In Game 7 against Philly, it came from Kevin Herter. I'm okay with it if Kevin Herter plays like Kayvon again tonight. There's no problem.
Kayvon. K-apostrophe Von.
Hey, we'll get into the Windy Zone when we come back. Wendy Adams joins us next. Chris Goforth in for Andy Bunker this week on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey app.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Be respectful of Wendy. She's a lady, all right?
She's a lady.
Behold, a lady.
I'm a lady.
Everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My friends root for Hawks.
Time for the Hooch Wings lunch hour, chicken wings and other things, takeout and delivery available online at hootswings.com.
Wendy!
What's up, Wendy?
My friends do root for the Hawks, but guys, happy Atlanta Hawks Eastern Conference Finals game one day.
Heck yeah.
I mean, it just rolls right off the tongue.
I mean, I'm about to say, can you say that five times fast?
You can't. I only had it that one time. That's all you're going to get. But very excited for game one tonight. I will be watching with my friends tonight, where I always watch, at Irby's Tavern. So I'm very excited for the game tonight. And I woke up pumped. Rainey, I'm just ready for my T-shirt. When are those getting here?
I have no clue, Wendy.
I mean, we need a tracking number, Randy.
I think that would be best, right, Wendy?
Yes, a tracking number would be amazing.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm really excited. And you also know what I was really excited for last night, that we weren't part of the NBA draft lottery. We didn't have to worry about any of that. We didn't have to watch or really focus on it. But if you didn't see it, the Detroit Pistons ended up with the number one pick. But Swin Cash went viral last night because the New Orleans Pelicans got the number 10 pick. So if you haven't seen that video, I will retweet it momentarily at Wendy Radio. But I bring up the Pelicans and that number 10 pick that they got in the NBA draft lottery because they just fired their head coach, Stan Van Gundy. After one season, there's reports that Zion Williamson's family not too happy with the franchise. But there is one rap superstar who has the perfect solution for his hometown team. And I'm talking about Master P. So Master P caught up with TMZ Sports and said his solution for all of the Pelicans' woes are for him to be on the sidelines as their head coach. Take a listen.
I think it's time for something different. I think that'll be different, unique for the NBA. And I know that I could show people like Zion, all the great players that they have on that team, because we got great players on the team. But they need somebody that understands them. So if they bring me in as a head coach or assistant coach, I think I could change the game.
You think if you were at least an assistant coach, possibly head coach,
we'll win.
Zion happy?
We'll win and Zion will be happy.
Playoffs?
Everything. I feel like it's motivating the players that and understanding them. That's the most important thing.
Because right now Chauncey Billups is the name attached to that.
Well, Chauncey Billups is a great person, but knowing New Orleans culture and knowing the people, having the people want to come out, having the community to be a part of this, I know that I'll be that guy that could really change the game. And even I had to work my way, start as assistant coach. Right. I know, you got to trust the process.
So, guys, what Master P as a head coach or assistant head coach on the sideline. But remember now, he did play for the NBA for a little brief stint.
Yes. I mean, hell no. But, I mean, I love Master P. Everybody knows how we used to get down. My boys know how we used to get down back at Georgia. I thought we was a part of the crew. And still, I'll say it all the time, Silk the Shocker is still a horrible rapper. But, P, you know the city. You know the culture. You know that ain't got nothing to do with winning. Now, if you want to come in there and be like head of PR or public all that, fine. But head coaching, no, I'm good on P. I'm so cool on him.
Yeah, look, you can make a couple of hype videos.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. Yeah, but
make some hype videos. Sell some tickets, but yeah.
No, ain't about studying Master P.
But he's not bringing anything to the table. He might as well just sit courtside like we have Quavo here in Atlanta.
Well, I mean, New Orleans, as long as the Pelicans are the Pelicans, right?
They're
whatever their name is. Okay. As long as they've been in New Orleans, I still think it just don't fit right. Basketball team New Orleans. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. But I just it just don't fit right. And then them being in the Western Conference too, they just throws.
I think we're losing Randy just a little bit there. Well, Chris, let's move on to another story. We've talked a lot about this show, about A-Rod and sort of our despise for A-Rod. It's just he's a terrible baseball
human.
Well, there's that. And he's terrible as an analyst on the MLB broadcast. But he and Jennifer Lopez are no longer an item. And I think he's becoming that ex, that crazy ex. So they announced that they were broken up 2 months ago. They mutually ended their engagement. But it doesn't seem like he's ready to get over it or has get over it. Jennifer Lopez has been spotted with her ex of a decade ago, Ben Affleck. And Alex Rodriguez was spotted with Ben Affleck's ex, Lindsay Shookus, at a party on Saturday. But this is where I think the stalker part is coming in, or the crazy ex part is coming in, because Alex Rodriguez just rented a mansion in the Hamptons. There's no problem with that, but it's located only 1 mile from one of Jennifer Lopez's home. It's just down the street. So moved into Jennifer Lopez's neighborhood. Not sure if he saw a reconciliation coming on or not, but posted a video of himself on his Instagram just shooting hoops around in his front yard, just a mile from the ex.
What was the story about him from like a couple of weeks ago? Remember when it came out, he said he was cleaning out his life or whatever. He was moving on. He put a big post about it on Instagram.
Well, you do that for a reason, Chris, because you want your ex to see you.
Well,
there's only one reason that you do that. Oh, I hope he's watching. I hope he's watching my story. He's paying very close attention. He's going to regret this. She's going to regret this.
Yeah. First off, so dating Affleck's ex, mm-hmm. that's a little petty. I mean,
no,
I think
it's not.
Randy
yes,
can appreciate
is, Randy.
That.
I mean,
you can appreciate that.
Because the thing about it, Chris, and I said this, and don't nobody want to believe me, okay? Mm-hmm. J-Lo was running around on A-Rod with Big.
Oh, that's not true.
How's that not? How do you know?
But how do you know, Randy? I mean, we don't know that to be a fact.
In Montana, 2 days after y'all break up at Ben's house. This was something that was cooperated at least a week.
I mean, she was forced to essentially watch all of his baseball broadcasts on Fox. So, I mean, she was probably ready to get out of there. I mean, after probably being asked, hey, can you review my tapes?
Wrong. But I like it. I love it that he's going after Ben's old lady. And then he was seen with somebody.
But Randy, to move 1 mile down the street from your ex-girlfriend?
Who? So? What's wrong with that?
There's plenty of other homes.
Well, I like this house.
10 miles away.
Well, I like, you know what? I really like this neighborhood right here. This road right here is easy access to the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean.
He didn't buy, Randy. He's renting this mansion. This
sorry,
is
renting.
He
he's
chose.
Renting.
Sorry,
he
Chris. Yes.
Chose.
Word. Renting, yes.
He
not
chose
bought.
To do this.
Well, maybe they got cats and he need visitations or something. I don't know. That's stuff rich
cats.
People do. That.
Hey,
y'all know that stuff rich people do. Like, they be splitting custody of dogs and stuff. I'm like, no, you can have them.
A-Rod does seem like a cat guy, though. You're right on that one, Randy.
Well, he's totally a cat guy.
They seem like them, some rich folks, like, they share custody of damn parakeets and stuff, man.
No, A-Rod is definitely a gerbil guy.
Yeah,
he
might be.
He has a gerbil.
Oh, a gerbil.
Gary the gerbil. Gary the gerbil. But, yeah, that's what rich folks do. Rich folks be splitting custody of damn pets, and that just be throwing me. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I think that's fine, depending on how long you've had the pet.
Me and my guy, we go to the park. What about during the week? No, he's at mom's house. The hell are you talking about? I just got to get some getting used to Andy, and that's one of them. Custom.
All right, little Rick Astley with some Kevin Herter action. Let's go, Hawks. Let's win it tonight. So excited, cannot wait. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Wendy. That is a look at the Wendy Zone. We'll get to our big clip of the day. That's brought to you by Jersey Mike's. We'll do that next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.